previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is caught in a debt trap. That's according to a new report by ratings agency Moody's and quoted by Business Day. What is a debt trap? What effect does it have? Well, according to the report, our financial markets, often regarded as deep and strong, are being undermined by borrowing costs higher than our global peers. South Africa, it says, pays more to borrow than India, Malaysia, Poland and Romania. Moody's warns the country is stuck in a negative cycle. Subdued economic growth and low investor confidence push the Reserve Bank to keep interest rates high to attract capital inflows. But those high rates, in turn, stifle domestic investment, which again, in turn, further weighs on growth and reinforces the need for tight policy. Debt servicing costs for corporates, says Moody's, remain at historically high, limiting the appetite for expansion and investment. Moody's concludes that until meaningful fiscal consolidation and pro-growth reforms take hold, the premium will persist. From OUTsurance, a 34% increase in earnings to 4.7 billion rand for the year to end June. A final ordinary dividend of 149 cents a share has been declared, taking the full year dividend to 237.6 cents. In addition, OUTsurance has also declared a special dividend of 33.1 cents a share, thanks to proceeds from the sale of its Blue Zebra Insurance to its Australian business Youi. Youi's earnings up almost 46% to 2.29 billion rand. The markets continue setting fresh record highs ahead of this week's decision on interest rates by the US Fed. Gold leads the way with the yellow metal touching $3,685 per fine ounce earlier this morning as investors look for safe havens away from the political turmoil in Washington. It's currently trading at $3,681, platinum at $1,399. JSE All Share and Top 40 both hit new highs, $104,675, $97,295 respectively. Gains of around a quarter of a percent. And the yield on the South African government 10-year bond has fallen to 9.2%, its lowest level this year. That's down to rising demand, with foreign investors chasing returns as US interest rates look set to fall. London's FTSE closed just beneath flat, while in New York, the S&P 500 up half a percent, the NASDAQ up nearly 1%, both of those at fresh record highs. The Dow, not quite, up 0.1%. Tokyo this morning up 0.3%, Hong Kong up 0.1%, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar easier at 1.18 to the euro, the rand at 17.35 to the dollar, 20.45 to the euro, 23.63 to sterling. Finally, Bitcoin, just over 115,400, and Brent crude oil, $67.60 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.